Killing one's enemies during Lent is probably a mortal sin. But what choice did I have? I didn't pick the timing of all this. Maybe I'd get lucky and rescuing my dad wouldn't involve meeting any evil forces of utter darkness or blood spilling. Knowing the Maya gods? Fat chance. "Paddle harder!" I shouted. Brooke sat in the front of the double kayak as rain pelted both of us. We were paddling through a mangrove on the remote island in Mexico, where Ishtab, the queen of the underworld, had stashed me and my peeps a few months ago. She did it to keep us safe from the Maya gods, who thought I was dead, a fate they felt I deserved for being the offspring of a human and a god. Olbash was a pretty sweet place to live, unless you needed to get anywhere quickly, like we did just then. The island's mangrove was a winding, lush channel where crocodiles and snakes hung out. Not my favorite kayaking spot, to be honest, but it was the only way to reach the West Inlet. That's where our drop point was. Jazz, our friend the giant, was risking his life by supplying us with sensitive inside information. He had to send it in secret, the old-fashioned, epically slow way, so there'd be no trail leading back to him. I know what you're thinking. Why not just send a text? Good idea, except that Ishtab's shadow magic was surrounding the island to protect us from prying eyes, and it made things like smartphones and Wi-Fi go haywire. Plus, Jazz was under constant god surveillance. Any suspicious communication, and the giant would buy himself a one-way ticket to Xibalba. I felt for the guy. We'd gotten the date and time of the drop from old man Pedro, who on most days, you can find either painting a mural on the side of a building or sitting in the shade with a cerveza. When he's not doing those things, he's apparently coordinating these sorts of messages. "We could have just flown," I hollered, trying to make a solid point. "You know I don't fly in the rain," Brooks shouted. "Right. We just kayak in it." I didn't know what her hang-up with water was. She'd gotten so much stronger as a shapeshifter, and get this, she could not only shift into a hawk, but a seriously grande hawk. I wished I had managed to master my powers like that. We both needed to be at our peak if we were going to succeed in this crazy quest. "We only have 2 minutes," I called, my voice coming out in a strangled panic. "We're not going to make it." And we'd probably never get this chance again. Pedro had made that clear in his grouchy way. "You missed the drop. Don't come crying to me." We were about to get the last piece of the puzzle, the exact location of my dad's prison. Supposedly, the gods had upped security and they moved him every month or two. He was due to be relocated again soon, and I had to bust him out before we lost track of him. Too bad Fuego couldn't grow wings. That's what I named my combination walking cane / deadly spear, because it was as fast as fire. Back in the old world, the Spark Striker had pounded it with lightning, bound it with old magic, and infused it with my dad's blood. As a result, it was indestructible and had perfect aim. It also helped me walk without my usual limp, the result of one leg being shorter than the other. I usually only relied on that feature when I was running from a demon or something. My limp doesn't bother me like it used to. It's part of who I am. When Fuego wasn't in cane or spear mode, it took the form of a letter opener. That was Ishtab's idea. Why couldn't it change into something cool like a dagger, which I wore in my sock? That made things easier when I needed both hands. Like now. Brooks gave me a murderous glare over her shoulder. "You so owe me, Obispo!" The air glimmered blue, then green, and in an instant, she transformed into her giant hawk self. She circled overhead with a loud cry, which I interpreted as, "I really hate you right now," and dropped low enough for me to be able to reach one of her thick talons. "Okay, so no piggyback ride today." I hesitated until she gave me her killer take-it-or-leave-it look. With a grunt, I grabbed hold of her slippery claw with both hands, and she took off. I must have looked like an idiot, dangling from her like a piece of soggy string cheese. Whatever.